WSTI 432 mobile.
WSHR 566 to WSU 844.
Good morning, Kevin. WSTU 844. What's up, buddy?
Nothing.
And you guys leaving?
Probably around after I go to the bathroom, probably around 11 or 12 o'clock.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm monitoring the fire right now.
I am too. It said something about the fire was is knocked down.
That might be a different fire. I don't know. Maybe not, because Charlie Langston on WWJ said it's very bad.
They said something around the second floor looking for extension, so maybe they got two fires going.
Yeah, I think they do. It's a hazmat situation, and crazy. I'm trying to look in the air. It's on the east side of Detroit, but I don't see anything. But there's a lot of, I don't know, heavy clouds.
Okay.
Said something. I didn't get it.
You know whereabouts on the east side?
Negative.
Copy.
I'm surprised FireNet hasn't said anything because there's a lot of people that monitor Detroit fire, so.
Yeah, copy that.
They're saying on WWJ that there's multiple ladder trucks up and working.
Yeah, copy that. I'm looking on Facebook right now to see if
there's...
Oh, here, I found it.
Is it at?
Says second alarm 663 Whitecast, engine 32 scratching on a commercial building, T6 reporting a factory going throughout with unknown chemicals.
Yeah, they're saying that it's used motor oil from the big three.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, but have a safe trip. Could be some storms on and off today, they're saying.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know what they're calling for on that side of the state, but that's usually where they come from.
They're saying they're coming up from the south, Indiana. So, yeah, but yeah, they could go up that way also. Who knows?
Yeah, copy that.
You've been up.
Oh, I got up when you texted me. I had to get up anyway, but I had my radio on there for most of the night, and I shut it off, so that figures after I shut it off, the crap hits the fan, you know?
Copy that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up. I thought you'd be up by now. Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's all good.
My reception keeps on going in and out for Detroit Fire.
Yeah, see, I don't know why, because where I'm at over here, I get them. I get them pretty good. I mean, it'll go out every once in a while, but I don't know.
Yeah, same here. Because these things are strong. They're strong radios for 800. But yeah, when you monitor VHF, they're not as strong unless you got a better antenna for it.
Yeah, because I've gotten them all the way up to almost 26 mile.
Copy that. No, I can pick it up at 32 mile road, like I said, and then it goes on and off.
Hey, I got a picture on here of the flyer from Matt Sosnowski. I'll send it to you.
Sounds cool. Appreciate it.
I'm going to send it to your messenger.
Yeah, whichever. That's fine. I'm looking forward for this week to be over with. I know it's sad that I wish my life away, but it's going to be nice to have a four-day work week, or weekend rather. Yeah, work week, yeah, and a weekend.
Yeah, it's too bad we couldn't get together over the weekend. I mean, we're coming home Saturday, so.
Copy that. Yeah. I'm going to be off in August for a week, so maybe we can get together a day or for that. But yeah, tonight, if the weather's right, I'm going to go up to Otisville, to Forest Township, and photograph their apparatus.
Copy that.
They have training and meetings on the 2nd and the 4th Monday of every month.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to try to get some pictures when I go to the other side of the state, which I should be able to, if I'm going to be right there across the street from there, you know.
Be cool. Really would.
You got a busy route today, or you won't know till you get in?
Yeah, I won't know until I get in. Since it's the holiday week and it's only 4 days, you know, I don't think my sales plan is too big. I know the last week of the period, it's $20,000 for the week. That's crazy. And I think that's next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Think that you would have more to do this week because of the holiday coming, you know?
Yeah. I know, plays aren't like they used to be anymore for business. My company thinks it is, but it's not. It's, I don't know, it's just prices are too much, and, I don't know.
Yeah, copy that.
Do the best I can, that's all I can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
They said they had two people drowned in Lake Superior over the weekend in a canoeing accident. They fell out of the canoe. Yeah, they were in the Lake Superior. That was kind of stupid. One, there was three of them. One swam the shore to get help, but the other two drowned.
Yeah, that's a real cold lake, too, and a deep lake, man.
It is. So people are stupid to be out there in a canoe. It really is. But I didn't hear anything that Tanya sent you and you sent me yesterday. haven't heard anything on the news about that.
Oh, I haven't either.
I'll keep investigating on that. I'm curious.
Yeah, copy that.
Buddy, I'm going to let you go. I'm almost to the warehouse, so you guys have a safe trip and have a great time. Take lots of pictures of the event, and yeah, if you're able to get pictures of anything besides that, yeah, send them my way, and then even post them on the group.
Yeah, copy that, Sam. Yeah, I will. I'll make sure I will. So, but yeah, you guys have a good week and be safe, and I'll be in touch with you. Of course, I won't be able to talk to you on a GMS. I'm going to bring it with me because I think there's a repeater, I think, in Grand Rapids, but I couldn't find nothing out there by where I'm going. So, yeah, have a great week. The weather be safe, and I'll talk to you when I get home. WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Roger, buddy. Yeah, be safe and have fun, and congratulations. And wish the same to the bride and mother of the bride and the groom. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Take care. WSCU 844, and we are gone.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WIZX-218, I'm back, Jack.
Yeah, man, because I was looking for you a whole week, anyhow. Welcome back, and I hope you had a good vacation. How you doing today?
It's raining over here, sprinkling real light, but yeah, I went up north. It was real for the moment, and took off there with my sister and brother-in-law and stuff. We went up by Traverse City way up there. We kind of beat the heat, too, but we had a good time.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. That's what it's all about. When you go travel that far, you got to have a good time.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I had to get on this grass here. Maybe tomorrow. The rain will clear up here today, but I'll mess with it tomorrow. It's pretty long there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, what are you gonna do? But you didn't miss nothing. There was a big thunderstorm, but I didn't have no power on. Power went off, and it didn't come back after three hours. So you didn't miss nothing. You did the right thing. Went up north. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, and it was cooler up there too. Way cooler. Yeah, heat wave down here, so yeah, it worked out. I took off. I didn't get to do the air show, but that's okay. I've seen it 38 years of it. But anyways, the neighbor said it stormed here one time, got a couple inches of rain out of it, and that's about it. A lot of heat and humidity, though. Copy?
That color's gonna be heat and humidity, that's for sure. Anyhow, like I said, he didn't miss nothing. You did the good thing to do it. Way to go up there. You should have took the radio with you.
You know, I thought of it. It was such a quick decision and packing, and it was real spur of the moment. I said, I'm going to be on the other side of the state up there, and I won't be able to try and get a hold of Bob or nothing. But yeah, I should have, but really, we didn't have time anyway to mess with it. We was doing a lot of stuff up there. Next time, I sure will, though, and we'll try it out. Roger.
Yeah, no big deal. All right. I gotta go to Van Dyke and 10 Mile. That truck is need to be changed oil, so I have to take it down there. So I'll be on my way down there in a short time. We'll talk later, and good to hear you from out there. WIG, Brady.
Copy that, Jack. All right, we'll talk at you later. I'll probably get out in the mobile, too. WRZX218, and we're listening.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WRFK 359, we're monitoring down River Wyandotte.
WSEG 572, standing by. WSEG 572, signing off.
FCU 844, monitoring.
WSIC 866, monitoring.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack. How's everything going? Pretty quiet out here on the airwaves today. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been quiet, too. The weather, probably, or people on vacation. Do not know. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just overworked, underpaid. Sitting out here, just finished washing up my camper and taking a little tea break. Have me a tea? You got to key up the mic and see who was out there.
That is the best. Tea break is the best. Really. You know, do not let you sweat or anything like that. It keeps you dehydrated.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's pretty warm. I'm already pretty wet. Maybe I'll get in the pool. I haven't got any yet, but I got it nice and clean now. But, yeah, I get in there and I get done wrapping this up. The water's like 81 degrees, pretty warm.
That's good, man. Now you can, when you finish the tea, it's good that when it's hot, when you drink tea, it would not let you, not a whole lot thirst. That's what it is. That tea is all about.
All right, you must be on your handheld, are you?
I'm on the handheld, so in the backyard, and, you know, I just finished cutting one grass, I gotta cut another one, but I got another five minutes, there's a net going on, so I want to go on that net.
I copy that. What net go? What net is it? Which one?
443. Double nickel. We call it double nickel. 550.
Copy that. All right, I think I got it in my hand out there. I'll be out here monitor anyway. Maybe I'll get a chance to key up the mic for a minute.
Yeah, just say hello, that's all.
Oh, yeah, we can do that. All right, Jack, we won't hold you up here. I got a couple more things to do. Put the power wash away and all that stuff, good stuff, and then I'll be out here monitoring for a while.
All right, Sam, good talking to you. Take care. Have a good day. WIED, where it is.
All right, Jack. Catch you a little later. WRNW 329, clear.
WRUG 488. WRWY 979.
Well, hello, Joe. How are you, sir, and how are you doing?
Well, Jack, a little bit better today than previous weeks, health-wise, and enjoying the moment right now, sitting back after eating dinner. I heard you on my ham radio, scanning my other bands on the other frequencies on my ham radio. And I hadn't talked to you in a while, so I just wanted to holler at you in a nice way and say good evening. Back to you.
Yes, Joe, anytime you like, with no problem at all. Anytime you like, more than welcome. It really is. Always good to hear you out there anyhow. There is a net going on, so I want to get on that net. I got to go inside because I'm outside in the backyard. So we'll talk later, and good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I might hear you if I scan all the bands I got. Maybe I'll hear you on the net, whichever one it is. So thanks for talking for a minute. You have a good night and good day tomorrow. WRWI 979 clear.
So if you want to hear me, I'm on the GM every morning, a little bit after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I got that one, yeah. I'm just wondering, is there one tonight you're going to get on? Which one is that?
Oh, always in the morning, 5 days, Monday through Friday. I was on it this morning. And which way your paper towel, they said, today. I said, I tear it from down up. Good talking to you, George. I got to go.
Well, Jack, you made me smile because there were ideas to ask questions of which way you do things, you know? I don't know. I think we got to get some new ideas for questions. I'll have to think of a couple, throw them out to them. So you have a good... You want to the nine clear.
All right, Joe, good talking to you. WIUG 48.
George, I think you said he was going to be on 433.55.
No, 443.550. WSTI 847 WIUG 48, copy. Do it one more time. WSTI 847 WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 850. WIUG 48, copy.
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good, Sean. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready to watch maybe a little TV and go to bed.
Yeah, that's all it is. I just came inside. Anyhow, that 625, I think, is not working. I just tried it. It was not working at all. I don't know if it's working or not, but it's because I'm in the car, so.
It doesn't seem like it. So, let me give it a bump.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry to bother you.
Well, Jack, let me show you how much trouble it is. There, I just killed the power to it. Now I'm going to talk to you here for a couple of seconds. Just give it a few because, you know what customer service always says, unplug it and wait a certain amount. I think that's long enough. Now we'll turn it back on. All right, let's see if that fixes it. Give it time to boot back up.
John, thank you very much, sir. You take care and have a good evening. We'll talk again. WIEG 48.
All right, Jack. We'll catch you later. WRU 850.
Thank you, John. Take care. WIEG 48.
No problem, Jack. Thanks for letting me know. WRU 850.
WRFK 359, monitoring that.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. Yeah, try one more time. WSCI 847. WSCI 847.
WIUG 48,
copy.
WSCI 847, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good, Dan. It's a little bit hot here, but I'm inside with the air on. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I didn't think the repeater would sound good down here tonight. The conditions weren't the greatest, but it seems like it's working down here. So hopefully you had a good day there, Glenn.
Yeah, I got a very good day today. You know, go here, go there, shopping a little bit and all that. Very, very good day today. And thank you for that. Roger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hope you got the text there on the antennas there. So, yeah, give me an idea. Maybe that might work out for you there. But anything, that might work good with your 710 there. Copy that?
Yes, I got the message from you, and I'm looking at them right now. Last night I looked at them, but today I'm going to look at because I was busy outside. You know how it is, you gotta cut the grass and all that, weed whack and do the blowing and all that. That'd be all their job. But I'm looking for it, and I think I'm going to try to contact the DX out there to maybe tomorrow. Roger?
Okay, yeah, they're pretty good down there. They help a lot of people out there. So, yeah, no problem. That sounds good. Yeah, I know about the grass and everything. Yeah, it's been going crazy this year. It's a lot of rain there. So, anyway, Jack, good to talk to you like always. And always have a good evening there. And thanks for putting the call out there. We'll be around. Talk again soon. WSAI 847, please, and I'll be clear.
Roger, Dan, you're sounding good, excellent. Audio, beautiful audio, exactly the way you wanted it. You take care, and your signal is 5x9, by the way. Anyhow, good talking to you. We'll talk again tomorrow. WIUG 48.
WRUG 488. WRFK 359. Yeah, copy, Jack.
Yes, Robert, I got a copy on you. I called for you about three times, you know, was that a couple of days ago? You didn't answer back. I don't know, he probably was sleeping. Roger.
Yeah, you know how our old people are. We got to have our nap.
I see what you're saying, Robert. I know what you're saying. And really, I wanted to hear you out there yesterday, a couple of days ago, too, when that storm had...
10-4, how are we sounding today? Because I put a different antenna on here. I put a little profile antenna. I want to see how this sounds.
Your audio is good and your signal is 5x9.
10-4, yeah. Supposed to get some radios in Thursday. If they don't screw me up again, because my credit card was hacked a while back, and we had to get a new one, but I ordered some walkie-talkies, because mine is starting to get old, and the screen is getting shot on it, and it's static every time I turn it on, so...
Did you just let your your fingers go from the mic? Because I heard.
No, that was somebody else. I heard that too.
Because you're sounding good, Robert. Don't worry about nothing. It's very excellent audio. Very, very audio. And I don't know. It's up there. Your signal is good too, by the way.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah, I'm ordered to kid radios. I got the green type. And I kind of liked it because I like all the features to get out of it anymore.
Roger, yeah, that kid radio is a good radio anyhow. I don't care what everybody says, they are very good radios. People were talking to them before and they were sounding good. Hi, Robert. I got me back out of here a little bit. Go eat me some ice cream. Roger.
10-4, yeah. Alright, I'm gonna go take my shot and take some pills. And I'll probably be back on here listening to that. So, okay. WRFK 359. We'll be clear with WRUG 488.
On your final. Robert, good to hear you out there. And just stay out there. Just leave the radio on for a little bit. Just sometime I want to see how you're doing out there. With all that rain and thunderstorm and wind blowing, all that stuff. Anyhow, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 388.